About 20,000 ex-felons living in the state of Florida are getting the right to vote. Governor Jeb Bush made the announcement today.
Of the over 30,000 cases reviewed last year, 20,861, which is close to 70%, had their rights restored without a hearing.
Florida is one of a half a dozen states that does not automatically restore civil rights to felons after they serve their time. NPR's Philip Davis has been following the story.
This whole issue of ex-felons and voting rights has been really contentious here in Florida. There are far more people petitioning to regain their right to vote than the government has been able to handle. And the group today, the 20,000 felons that the governor mentioned, comes from a backlog of more than 60,000 people who had completed their sentences over the past couple of years and had petitioned the governor and the clemency board to have their rights restored.
There are hundreds of thousands of ex-felons living in Florida. Will they all eventually get the right to vote?
Well, that's the rub, according to some of the civil rights groups that I've talked to today. 20,000 felons have had their rights restored. There's another group that's part of a lawsuit that was filed by black legislators over the past year. There's another 20,000 in that group that may have their rights restored. So we're talking 40,000 people. But the state government itself says there are more than 400,000 ex-felons living in Florida. And there's a study from the University of Michigan that says the number is much higher, perhaps 600,000, maybe even 750,000 ex-felons living in the state of Florida, and those people do not have the right to vote. Civil rights groups say that many, you know, maybe the majority of these people should have their rights restored, like in a lot of other states where once you've completed your sentence and paid what is often termed your debt to society, your rights are restored. But it's very unlikely that this group, this large group of people in Florida, will. So to these groups, the 20,000 or the 40,000 felons who may have their rights restored is just a drop in the bucket.
Why is that unlikely?
Because of that large group, that 400,000, 600,000 group of felons who, ex-felons who want to get the right to vote restored, have to apply before the Board of Executive Clemency in the state capitol. And that's made up of the governor, Jeb Bush, and his cabinet. It's a very high-level thing. The board only meets four times a year. It met today in the state capital of Tallahassee, which is when the governor made his announcement about the 20,000 people who have been given the right to vote again. But on a good hearing, the board only takes up about 100 cases at a time. So you just do the arithmetic, you can see the odds that most people who are applying to get their rights restored won't even get a chance to address the board. And that's why some people say that the process should be a little bit more automatic.
20,000 new voters in a state where there was a razor-thin margin of victory in the last presidential election. Could this have an impact on the elections in November?
Well, that's always been the subtext of this controversy here in Florida. Right now, it's unclear of this group how quickly they're going to get their right to vote. Will it be before the November election? Will it be before the primary? We weren't getting any answers on that today. In addition, this whole group, if they do vote, we're in a state where the election in 2000 was decided by only 537 votes. So 20,000 votes could make a difference. There are some thought that this group may tend to be more Democratic. Others say that's an unknown and that we'll have to wait and see what happens at the election. But the governor, when asked about the political ramifications of this new group coming into the electorate, said that he had a right and a duty to restore felons who met all the qualifications of the government, and that he was not concerned what impact they may have on the coming election in November.
And these 20,000 ex-felons, they will have the right to vote in this upcoming election?
The governor said today that these 20,000 ex-felons had their rights restored. Now, whether that means they are already registered or whether they still have to go before county elections boards and registered and whether they have met the deadlines for the November election, those questions are a little bit unclear. But it's clear that soon these people will have the right to vote.
Thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Philip Davis speaking to us from Miami.